The Columbia Workshop presents, by popular request, They Fly Through the Air with the Greatest of Ease, first heard as one of Columbia's Words Without Music broadcasts. The author dedicates this poem to all aviators who have bombed defenseless civilian population and machine-gunned helpless refugees.
Assume it is morning. You know what mornings are. You have seen thousands of them. They rise out of the east, huge as the universe, and stand in the sky till noon. Oh, you've seen all kinds of them. Their coming and their going is cosmic business, yet casual and common and taken all for granted, having to do with milk trains and cock crows and street lamps going out and alarm clocks. All right, so it is morning. It is morning on a level field, still wet with dew. A field once used for haying, flown over at one time by birds going north, or birds going south to build homes. A meadow mowed upon by men, buzzed in by bees, and lingered on by lovers in the moonlight. Here, where last year stood the windrows of the hay, is now an aviary of such birds as God had never dreamed of when he made the sky. Look close, and you will see one now. They are wheeling it out of the hangar, carefully. Oh, do be careful, gentlemen. It is so dumbly delicate. Its fabrics and its metals, its gears, its cylinders, its dials. The million dervishes ready to whirl in its motors. The guns, fore and aft, the sights, the fins, the fuselage, the bomb racks, and the bombs. Do not jar them. Be gentle, gentlemen. This bomber is an instrument of much precision, a mathematic miracle, as cold and clean and noble as a theorem. See here, have you no eye for beauty? Mark how its nose, bechromed and tilting toward the heavens, reflects the morning sun and sniffs the loosened air. These voices? We were expecting them. For they it is who guide this big blind bat and who will take her soaring soon. They are flyers. They are officers. They are gentlemen. And they are yours to listen to.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better day. Not a ripple in the air.
Ah, with this bright sun, there'll be no trouble picking up objectives.
I'm right loaded, sir.
Have you turned up the engines?
Yes, sir. They're all warmed up. Both engines show 2,100 RPM at full gun.
Did you tighten up that loose fare lead I reported yesterday?
Yes, sir. Everything's secured.
Top off the gas tanks. Check the oil.
Yes, sir. You have capacity load.
Uh-huh. Check your bomb load. The release is working okay?
Like a clock.
Well, gentlemen, let's get aboard.
All right. There we are.
Wind them up.
Switch off. Gas on.
Switch off. Gas on. Contact. Pull the gun. I'll sit back there. Okay, here.
So you are off the ground and in your element,
oh, fighting men.
And are you comfortable now? You do not mind this rolling on the billows of the air? Are you as snug within your cockpit as your bomb load in the rack? Look below, boys. Behold the moving carpet rolled out over the edges of the world, the earth, your home. The earth in which you were a million eons coming. your home for all the balance of eternity. This is a temporary thing, your being off the earth. You will come down, of course. Whatever leaves the earth is only loan the air, including birds and vapors and 10-ton machines. You'll home again. The earth is venerable stuff, believe me, sirs. It's seen 10 million seasons crossing overhead, and all those mornings that we spoke about, and mists and clouds and lightnings, and galaxies slow wheeling in the boundless skies, and meteors, auroras, rainbows, nimbuses, all these the earth has seen, but never until now, a bombing plane. How looks the morning to you, gentlemen? You there, gunner in the turning tip-up seat. Were you admiring the sunlight on that river to the north? And you, with earphones on, what thoughts think you between them? Of life, of death, of poker hands, of breast, of thighs, of furbelows, spaghetti, of your leader, of the enemy? Oh, yes, the enemy. Why, one would think that on so fair a day as this, hostility should scatter like breath upon the air. Surely this sweet and fertile land can bear no hate. Yet you must have an enemy below, else why a belly full of bombs and gun belts stuffed with cartridges? Of course, the enemy. We wonder what your foeman's doing now, where you will strike him down. What monstrous machinations, what menacings, what vicious villainies appoint you to their punishment and rouse the indignation of your bombs. Excuse us. We'll go on ahead to see. Allow us to precede you. We flash ahead as fast as thought anticipates a deed. And here we are, the city, blinking in the sun, with sleep still skulking in the shadows of its streets. This is the encampment of the enemy. These hostile roofs and threatening chimneys, these trees like bayonets upraised along the avenues, these churches sticking steeple swords into the sky, this is the enemy. What do they plot so early in the morning? Let us investigate downtown in that apartment building near the park. Pick you at random, shall we say, the base of war in tenement 3B? We take you through the wall while still it stands upright. See how the enemy is girt for war.
Well, just the same, you had no business telling him he could take the car.
Oh, he's old enough to be treated like an adult. For heaven's sake, think of the time when you
were
young.
Well, that's right, Dad. Jack's old enough to...
Nobody asked your opinion, Ellie. Pass the toast, please.
I don't know what's wrong with this toaster. The toast isn't burnt enough after all this time.
Well, have some coffee anyway. There's some left in the percolator.
Isn't the fact that he's driving the car, it's the principle of the thing.
What principle of what thing?
Well, that Jack should ask you for the car instead of coming to me.
Oh,
what's
the
matter? Is he...
There is dissension in the foreman's ranks. This house that is divided cannot stand, and fall it will, with beams and timbers heaped upon the breakfast table, plaster in the coffee. Leave off this argument, conspirators, for Jack will sell the car to bury you. And let us quit these quarrelers and go to tenement 5A. Are these your drums and trumpets, enemy? Is this your war song coming from a baby grand? Is this your reveille, your charge, your anthem? What kind of soldier trains by practicing sonatas in the morning? Play on. The movement ends before it's meant to end. A great fortissimo will twist your hands inextricably in the strings. And here, cross-fading in, is tenement 8F.
I give up. You take her now.
I should think after crying all night, she'd get tired and fall off to sleep.
Her teeth are bothering a poor lamb.
Well, I bet if I rub paregoric on her, dump, she'd go to sleep.
No, dear, I tried that. Didn't work. Just walk her up and down. She'll fall off.
All right.
Be patient. The little enemy will enter soon her longest sleep. And you will enter with her. A matter but of minutes, for even now the Sandman hums his level tune within the city's limits. We are caught up with. The crew is taut and eager, silent and intent, like pointers in a hunt.
All right, this is bombing altitude. You can set your bomb sights.
Okay, sir. I'm going to use that church steeple as a marker. Will you steer close to us and pass over it?
Okay. All set with that bomb sight?
Got the steeple traveling right down the groove.
That's fine. You can count on the same wind when we reach the downtown area.
Okay.
Put your sights on that apartment building near the park. That's the first objective.
A little more to the left.
How's it now?
We're right on, sir. Hold that heading. First demolition bomb's on.
Nice work, fella. Right on the nose.
That's interesting pattern, the way that wreckage is flying outward.
Well, see how deep that crater is. Must have been soft earth under the house.
All right, Carlo. Put your sights on that red warehouse. We bombed the marketplace now.
You see about 10 degrees to the right.
How is she now?
Just a touch more to the right. Okay, we're on.
Let's go 4 incendiaries this time.
Salvo release.
Beautiful. You're sure hot today, kid.
Thanks.
Plane number 6 calling headquarters, 9th Bombardment Group. We have bombed both objectives successfully. Proceeding with attack. No enemy planes in sight. Acknowledge, please.
Headquarters to plane number 6. Your message, number 1, acknowledged.
It is acknowledged that the baby sleeps. It is acknowledged that the toast is burnt. It is acknowledged that the piano's out of tune. Oh, winged victory. The Spartans would have coveted the courage of your combat. Just think. 10,000 savage rooftops, tarred and tiled against a single plane. There is a ratio to valor. Heroes are made by odds. The lad who slew the giant with the slingshot, he was one. Horatio, outnumbered at the bridge. And you, 3 men and 6 bombs, against the regiments of tenements arrayed between the banners of their wet wash. The bed sheets and the shirts and pillow slips snapping defiance in the fresh sprung breeze. Not even these bold oriflammes can daunt your purpose and your cause. Your message number 1 has been acknowledged, gentlemen. Your heroism noted and approved and filed away. Next week to be submitted to the Ministry of War with other matters of routine. The state is pleased. Proceed with the attack. Obama number 6, what new sense do you pick up in the traces of the air?
Say, there are an awful lot of people on that road, aren't there?
Yeah, looks like some more refugees. Sure got them on the run this morning.
Okay, set your sight. Pick the center of the mob.
All right. Just keep her over the road. Hold that heading. Stand by. Ah, there she goes.
Gee, that's fascinating. What a spread. Looks just like a budding rose unfolding.
Must have been 200-300 in that crowd.
Okay, man the guns. No point letting any of the rest get away. Well, that's that.
Yep.
Let's call it a day, huh? Getting on toward lunchtime anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of hungry.
Chicken tetrazzini today.
Yeah, come to think of it, that was a pretty thorough job of strafing. You know, that work always reminds me of mowing wheat. As though some invisible mower were cutting across the field.
Nice symmetrical pattern, isn't it?
It is. It is. A symmetry of unborn generations of canceled seed. The dead below, spread fan-like in their blood, will bear no more. The pattern is symmetrical indeed, of ciphers linked, repeating down infinity. How can we justly celebrate the odysseys of demigods who finger destinies upon their trigger tips? With wreaths of laurel? Laurel withers fast. By sculpturing in bronze? Too cold, too passive. Also, in emergencies, it may be melted to make other things. Rechristen with your names a public square? That's vulgar. Furthermore, no single square is big enough. A poem, perhaps? Aha, that's it. A poem. A verse or two that will contract no rust. A bomb-proof ode whose strophes will stand stout against all flood and famine, epidemic war and pox and plague and general decay. Yes, poetry's the thing. It has served soldiers far beyond their shields. Where would Achilles be without a Homer? Hector, Agamemnon. Why, no more numbered in the lists of immortality than those immobile refugees whose bodies stiffen as we speak. We're right. We're right. An ode's the only vessel fit to bear so much of honor. But we must get away to think. The music of the motors is monotonous. Our meter will be influenced. So you continue home now, bombing plane. Give us a while to mint the metaphor. We'll overtake you later. Yes. This is better. It is silent here. The cogwheels of the brain turn quietly. Let's think this out. Let's see now, where shall we begin? It's harder than it seems to conjure up conceits. What words can compass glories such as we have seen today? Our language beats against its limitations. Some things defy description. This you know. Do you contend it? Well, has beauty ever been described by beautiful? Can phrases tailored to a patch of earth be stretched to fit the sky? Our rhythms jangle at the very start. Our similes concede defeat. For there is nothing that can be compared to that which lies beyond compare. You see, we are reduced already to tautologies. It's awe does that. The wonder of it all has set us stammering. Compare these men to whom? Olympian? No, that won't do. These Jupiters could blast the peak right off Olympus. To Icarus? Worse yet, these gentlemen know how to navigate. That settles it. We cannot undertake this ode. Let's drop this random dreaming and return to things we're sure about. To the familiarity of bomber number 6. Ah, here it is, as we expected we should find it. Unswerving in its homeward course. Its fuselage impeccable. Its tail raised proud. The sun is higher now. It spills its venison upon the curving earth and down the edges of the hemispheres. But here the morning is mature. It smiles a slow, seraphic smile and spangles the propellers with its gold. Far to the south, some clouds are having traffic with a current of warm air. There is a tendency toward noon. Bear home, O conquerors. Fly by your spellbound compass to the midday meal. It's in the ovens now. A toast awaits you, pledged with rich red wine to him who leads you. Then comes the soup, and then the meat, and after that the fruits and cheeses. Tonight there will be music in the quarters, books to read, perhaps a letter to the folks. All prospers well upon the farm, you'll want to know. No trouble with the bugs raiding the vines again this year. Our father's cows giving more butter to the hungry state. Has Mary seen her husband since he volunteered? And then to sleep between clean sheep, the deep, untroubled sleep of tranquil conscience, the mind released, the eye unfocused, and the... What bothers you, oh gunner in the turning tip-up seat? Why do you fear behind? What is it you're about to say?
There's a fighting plane on the right side, distance about 1 mile, heading this way.
Where?
We're right over there, just over the wingtip now.
Maybe we're getting an escort.
We're not getting any escort. That's an enemy plane. Man the guns. We'll run for it.
No, no. There must be some mistake here. It is the victor who pursues. The vanquished breaks for safety. One moment. Let us get this straight. Is this a sparrow rushing down upon a frightened hawk? Or is this some maneuver leading up to ambush? And yet the pilot said to run for it. Can we have heard correctly the command to flee this antic rooftop coming to avenge the marketplace? What frenzied wild delusion beats the wings of the pursuer? Has he not heard? Does he not know that you are armored with invincibility? That you are of a race of warriors above all others and imperishable? Does he not know you are equipped with slender guns and coiling cartridge belts? Spitting 2,000 mortal venoms in a minute? Leave well enough alone, O lonely wasp, or you will lose your sting and all else with it. No, I see death sucks you down the skies as flame intoxicates a moth. Oh, well, there'll be a churning of the air when you engage.
He's gaining on us.
Stand by to open fire.
Stand by? Your only adversary up to now has been the force invisible, anonymous of gravity. Now you must wreck with some upstarting fool of no especial lineage. A driver of a truck, perhaps, in lesser time. Stand by to open fire, gentlemen, for even now he closes range. And war is there such burning concentration. The warriors in bomber number 6 now lack the luxury of time to contemplate the patterns of the banking foe. They watch his loops, his climbing, and his dive with little eye to form. The free and flowing curves of his maneuvering are not solicitous. So far from this that prickles stand upon the pilot's nape. The tenement's avenger flies too close. He must be brushed away. Humiliating, gentlemen, to reel so drunkenly in sight of all the sober earth. There's apoplexy in your motors now, and they will not recover. Sirs, I speak to you. Be calm. Compose yourselves. Keep down your sudden nausea. Unclutch your frantic hands. Be calm, for there is beauty all about you. The sun, the air, the earth, they're all the same. It's only you have undergone a change. Be calm. Sit back.
set, still is time to see a final symmetry. The spiral of your spinning is a corkscrew in the sky. Be hopeful, gentlemen. Perhaps the government will help you now. The Ministry of War will buoy you up. Your press will warn the earth against this act. Perhaps your leader, thundering a threat, will terrify all gravity. Be hopeful, boys. Your people are supreme in war.
That's all. That's all the fighting they will care to do. They have a treaty with the earth that never will be broken. They are unbeautiful in death, their bodies scattered and bestrewn amid the shattered theorem. There is a little oil and blood slow draining to the ground. The metal still is hot, but it will cool. You need not bother picking up the parts. The sun has reached meridian. The day is warm. There's not a ripple in the air.
You've been listening to the Columbia Workshops presentation of They Fly Through the Air with the Greatest of Ease, an original radio verse drama written and directed by Norman Corwin. The role of the narrator was enacted by House Jameson, and the sound effects were performed by Ray Kramer and John McCluskey. John Dietz was the studio engineer.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.